Hare Krishna. Well, I'm nearing the end of my Varnashram tour here in Hungary, with Budapest being the last place to talk about Varnashram Dharma, present a course over there. Quite a large group, diverse group of devotees there. And of course we've been concentrating on what the focus of Varnashram teachings are in Shastra, which is the gunas, the karmas of the different varnas and the different ashramas. And because society, if we look at it as a structure, meaning like an edifice or a building, it's, as they say in America, for the people, by the people. It's the people that make up a society. There's economics and education and law and order and politics, and there's also the underlying theory, but ultimately it's the people that make it up. And in the same way that a brick makes up a building, the quality of the bricks determines the integrity of the building. You may have a well-planned building, it may have so many good features and so on, nice architectural design, but if the bricks aren't sound, it'll collapse. So if people are not of a suitable quality in society, then the society will collapse. And what is that quality? Well, if you look in the 7th canto, 11th chapter, 8th to 12th verse, there Narada Muni says these are the qualities, 30 qualities, that all human beings have to have. And Srila Prabhupada ends the series of verses by saying that one should cultivate all of these qualities. In other words, if people don't have them, they have to cultivate them. And that by doing so, one will please the Supreme Lord. So, beginning with truthfulness and so many other qualities, these 30, the last 9, which are the 9 angas of devotional service, these are meant to be had by everyone, and if you don't have them, then practice them. The fact is that we see in Kali Yuga that because there are no real samskars, people are not trained to be good people, obviously not following any Vedic standard. Therefore, we'll find that even these very basic qualities in a standard way are not present. And that's why one of the difficulties why devotees have difficulty in determining what their varna is, because their qualities are so unmanifest, they're so covered. And of course, the other reason is that in Kali Yuga, everything is extremely mixed up, but between the two, it's really hard to say just what I am. Generally, devotees say, well, I have a tendency for this, and also that, and that, and that. But that's no good. You have to have one varna, in the same way as you have to have one ashram at a time. So anyway, when devotees practice Krishna consciousness nicely, conscientiously, seriously, and they develop all the basic qualities of a human being, then from that they will see which of these qualities are those to which they have more of an inclination, that are manifest in greater degree, in greater abundance, that have more emphasis than others. And according to which of these qualities naturally arise, that then becomes one's varna, that then becomes naturally what one's varna is, one's nature is, one's guna. And of course the difficulty that we're faced in is that people's guna is covered. And as a result of that, neither do they know what their varna is, neither do they really have the ability to regulate themselves. And therefore, we see sometimes that the devotees have difficulty in continuing Krishna consciousness, practicing it, increasing it, because these activities are the activities of the mode of goodness. They're the qualities of the mode of goodness. And in the mode of goodness, that's when you can sustain spiritual life. Otherwise, it becomes much more difficult. An example is that devotees who've done full-time service in a temple environment. When you're in a temple environment, then your duties, responsibilities are very clearly outlined for you. It's either you follow them or you don't fit in. So the constraints are there, and there's a very good structure. When devotees who have not really developed the basic qualities of a Vaishnava, those 26 qualities, the basic qualities of a human being, which are even prerequisites to that, and they then move out of the temple, then all of a sudden they have independence, which is not necessarily good for everybody. At least statistically, 75% of people should not be independent, but rather they should be told and guided, told what to do and guided on what to do. But then these devotees are there and their good qualities have not yet matured, and therefore the tendency may be is that the bad qualities dominate, which then obviously they lose that type of framework that kept them in Krishna consciousness, and their ability to then chant, follow the regulative principles decreases, and they stop doing those activities. So as long as we're conditioned, while we're conditioned souls, then we need to recognize that conditioning requires regulation and restriction in whatever phase of life we are, in whatever status of life we're in, whatever our profession is in. And that regulation has to be divine regulation. It can't be something that people just make up on their own. It has to be according to Krishna's principles in order for that regulation to be elevating. Otherwise, it will actually be degrading. For instance, people may be encouraged to eat healthily, but no one is discouraged from eating meat, unless it becomes like a super health hazard for an individual, but it's not a general policy. So whereas health is something that's promoted by society at large, but meat eating is not bad. And therefore, it's our duty to be aware, as conditioned souls, to be aware of the fact that we need to have a very clear identity, as Srila Prabhupada says, our psychophysical nature. To understand our psychophysical nature, understand who we are, because the principle of 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is that by engaging the modes of material nature, you're able to raise yourself to goodness, and by engaging goodness, you're able to raise yourself to transcendence. But if we don't cultivate these qualities, then we don't become empowered to engage the modes, but rather we remain under the influence of the modes. Of course, practicing Krishna consciousness goes along with that. So in what Srila Prabhupada said is be conscious and then be Krishna conscious. So be conscious means be a human being. As this verse begins, it is the duty of every human being to be in possession of these 30 qualities. And if we don't have them, then we have to cultivate them. And how we cultivate them, that's our duty, as are so many other things, but we need to do research. And ultimately, this is what personal development means. There are many personal development courses, and while Most of them aim for the betterment of a person, but because they're material concepts, they're subjective, speculative, therefore they won't bring people to the mode of goodness. You only get to the mode of goodness by transcendental knowledge, and that transcendental knowledge can be gotten from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, please look at these ensuing these verses with which Narada Muni begins the instructions on Varnashram. Hare Krishna.